Today's daf is Yuma, daf Chaf Dalet. We got to the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said that we're having this debate about whether for the Trumas Hadeshen you need to wear all the big, whether it's a Voda and you need to wear the Begadim. So I think we got to my lab hakamiflagi. Did we get to there? Or the first line. We're in the first line of the first line. Okay. Okay, the first line. Okay, so we have this debate between Rabbi Dosa. So Rabbi Dosa says that in a brisa, when you finish the avodah of Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "Upashas b'diabad asher lavash b'vol hakodesh." That after he does the avodah. Yom Kippur, he removes his clothing. V'nicham sham. So malameh tunim gneza. So the Tanakhama, the first opinion is that once you finish using the special white garments for Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol leaves it there, and you have to put it away. You can't use it for anything else. Rabbi Dosa says no. Ruuyin hein lekohen hedyot. They are fit for the Kohen Hedyot. They do not require geniza. They don't need to be put away. Matam lo v'idicham sham. So why does the pasuk say v'idicham sham? So shelo yishtamesh bohem biyom kippur ma'achem. It means you cannot use it for another Yom Kippur. This is Rabbi Dosa, who holds again that from the word yobash, that word tells you that the big day kohen gadol from Yom Kippur, the white garments, can be used for a kohen hedyot. So in any case, what do we see? Rabbi Huda says the word yobash tells you that the kohen wears the mitznefes, the avne, also for the trumas hadeshen. And Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi say yobash teach you something else. So Gemara wants to say my love b'hakamiflagi is not the nature of the debate the following, which Rabbi Huda Dosa. Demar sabar vodahi, that Rabbi Huda holds that for the word yobash to tell you that the Kohen Hedyot must wear all four begadim when he does the trumas hadeshen, when he removes the ashes or from the mizbeach, that is an avoda, therefore requires the four begadim. Marsa lav avodahi, and Rabbi Dosa holds that's not an avoda, and he learns the yobash for something else, and he holds. Therefore, the kohen who's a babum can do this, and it's not an avoda, and therefore the only things you need are the Michnasayim and the Ketones, but you don't need the Mitznefes or the Avne. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that's the debate. The Chuli Amavodhi, maybe everyone holds, Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi hold, that it true Masadesh is an Avodah, Baha Kabifli. This is their debate. Mar Savar, Tzricha Kurala Rabuye, Mar Savar, Lo Tzricha Kurala Rabuye. Rabbi Huda holds, you need the pasuk to tell you to include the mitznefes and the avne, and tell you that's an avoda. Without it, you would think it's not an avoda. So you only need these two words to tell you. That is, once you have the Torah telling you that for Truba Sadeshed you need the Michnasayim and the Ketones, so obviously need the other two garments because it's an avoda. And therefore we learn the word yilbash for something else. We learned the word yobash to tell you something else, and Rav Dosa holds no, you don't need a pasuk to include mitznefes. I'm sorry, it's the opposite. But Huda holds you need the pasuk to tell you mitznefes v'avdeh. If you didn't have the pasuk, then you would think you'd only have the two begadim. You'd only have the kesonos and the mechnasayim. So the word yobash tells you also have to wear the mitznefes and the avneh. And Rabbi Dosa holds, you don't need a pasuk to tell you to include the mitznefes and the avneh. That we would know that without a drasha, because the fact that Torah requires a kesonos and mechnasayim demonstrates that it's an avoda. So obviously you need the mitznefes and the avneh. So what does the word yobash tell you? I'll tell you something else. What's come to tell you? That the kohen hedyot can use the big day kahuna from Yom Kippur. Okay, now the Gemara now is going to explain some of the halachos of Trumas Hadeshen. Boy, Rabbi Abi. Rabbi Abi asked the following question. Trumas Hadeshen Bekama, how much do you need to remove, pick up from the ashes, right? The Trumas Hadeshen are the ashes remaining from the burnt sacrifices. So, mi Trumas Maiser Yalfid Allah. Do we learn the lashon of truma? It says the heirim esadesh, the lashon of harama, by Trubas Maser. The Torah says, Vahare Bosem Bibadu, when it comes to Trubas Maser. That's what's Trubas Maser. So that when you, if you're a farmer, so you give a Maser Rishon to the Levi, you give a tenth of your field, the crops of each year to the Levi. And the Levi has to separate a tenth of that and give that to the Kohen. That's called Trubas Maser. When it comes to Trubas Maser, the pasuk says Vahare Bosem Bibadu. And by Trubas Adeshet, this is Vehiribas Adeshet. And just like Trubas Maser, what's the about? The tenth. So maybe Trubas Adeshet, you need to basically take however many ashes there are on the Mizbeach from the limbs of the Korban. You have to pick up about a tenth. Oh, Mitrumas Midjan Yofinullah. Maybe we learned it from the Truma of the people, the army, and the Machama of Midjan. We learn it. That by the Truma of Midjan, what does it say? It says Harama, it says Vahavri Mosa. Meches Lashem, and there it says what? Echad nefesh mechamesh hameos. So that is 1 out of 500. So what's that? That's like 0.2%. So the Gemara says, Tashva, come in here. Tani Rachia debar kan behavior der behala behavior. It says by Trubas Hadeshe, the lashon of behavior, but it says also by the burning of the mincha, it says that you have to pick up with a handful of the flour offering, malahalan bekumso. So there, when it comes to the mincha, so the Kohen picks up a komatz, a handful. So avkad also by Trubas Hadeshet, it's bekumso. So that's with a handful. So again, this is a third potential model. Right, the first Rabbi Abin only asked, oh, maybe you learn it from Trumas Maser, which is 1/10, or maybe you learn it from the truma of the meches, the tax, which is 1/500. And here it seems Rav Chia says no. We actually learn it from a different truma, a different lashon of harama, that is with the korban mincha, where you take the kometz, the handful from the coin that the coin takes. Now the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash was given over to the kohanim, and a zara, non kohen, is not allowed to do the avoda because the pasuk says v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. Now some of the avodos. That the Kohen, if a non-Kohen does some of the Avodah, he is Chayav Misa. So now the Gemara is going to bring a debate amongst the Amoraim as to which of these Avodahs result in a Chayav Misa. Amarav, Arba Avodahs Zar Chayav Aleh Misa. There are four Avodahs of the Beis HaMikdash that if a non-Kohen does it, he's Chayav Misa. So what are they? Zrika, Vaktara, Venisa Chamayim, Venisa Chayayim. If a non-Kohen does the sprinkling of the blood or the burning of the korban or the water libation or the wine libations, and v'levi abar, av trumas hadeshen, even trumas hadeshen, if non-Kohen does it, you're chayav misa. V'chein tari levi masnisi av trumas hadeshen. Apparently, he learns this in his own brisa. If a non-Kohen does it, so then he's chayav misa. So we have this debate between Rav and Levi regarding a non-Kohen who did trumas hadeshen. Are you chayav misa or not? So the Gemara says, "My time at the Rav." What's the reason of Rav who says that only with respect to these four avodos are you chayav misa? Because the pasuk says, "Vatov v'decha atah tishbu eskurashem lechol davar habizbech ulumi beis laparoches v'avaratem avodos batarate eskurashem v'azarku evyubas." This pasuk says, "You and your children with you will watch your kahuna for every matter of the mizbeach and for the parochas, and you should do the avoda. And someone who comes close, a non-kohen comes close, will die." So this pasuk, we learned that a zar who does avoda the mikdash yuchayav bisa. And what does it say? Avodas matana. So what does it say? It's only an avoda that has a nesina b'mizbeach. Below avoda siluk. Not an avoda that you are taking from the mizbeach. So it has to be an avoda that you're giving to the mizbeach, and not that you're removing, taking from the mizbeach. And also vavaratem, and also the pasuk says vavaratem, it has to be an avoda taba. It has to be something that completes the avoda. Velo avoda sheish achre avoda, not an avoda which is not the final step. So those are two criteria for which avodas, if they're done by a non-kohen, are you chayav misa. Number one, it has to be something that you're giving to the mizbeach, not taking from the mizbeach, and also the final step. So therefore, So therefore, zrikas adam, so that you're sprinkling, you're placing the blood on the mizbeach, and it's a completed, and it's a completed avoda. There's nothing after it regarding the dam of the korban. There's nothing else afterwards that you do with the blood of the korban. So that's the final step. Haktara, the burning, so that again, you are taking the korban, you're burning the korban on the fire, so you're giving the korban to the mizbeach, and there's no avoda after it. Nisach hamayim. Yeah, so I don't know if that's considered an avoda, you know, with respect. That might be something different. You could also argue, Howie, that maybe that is the avoda for the animal, and maybe with the ashes, that might not be the korban, right? No, that's not the meat. In other words, the last thing you do with the blood is you sprinkle it, and the last thing you do with the meat is you burn it. So, you know, the ashes, that's not the meat anymore. That could be how you look at it. Nisach hamayim, which again, you're giving the water to the mizbeach, and there's nothing after it with this water. And nisach hayayin also, that you put the water in the mizbeach, and there's no avoda afterwards with this water. But however, trumas hadesha, you're not chayav misa. Why? Because it's, what is it? Again, it's the final, there's nothing after it, with respect to the mizbeach, at least. And although the ashes are removing from the mizbeach, so you're not chaya misa because you're removing from the mizbeach, so the not kod is not chaya misa for that. But Levi, he disagrees. He said trumas hadeshen, you are chaya misa. Is why Rabbi Rachmana lechol dvar mizbeach. So he thinks that even an avoda of siluk, even an avoda of removing from the mizbeach, as long as it's the final step, so that non kohen is chayav misa. So you see, and again that pasuk again. So Rav focuses on avodas matana and vavaratem, and Levi focuses on lechol dvar hamizbeach and vavaratem. So now, Varav, so what's Rav going to do with the phrase, L'chol Devar HaMizbeach? Ahu La'asuya Sheva Hazos, Shebifnim Shebim Mitzorah. He says that includes not removing something from the Mizbeach, but it comes to include the seven sprinkles that you do from the blood of the Chatas on the Heichal of the Parochas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, generally speaking, there's the chatas, the chitzona that you apply to the outer mizbeach, and the chatas penimis, which is the inner, which is done for the inner mizbeach. There are some korban chatos, like the korban chatas, the parhelim davar shel tzibur. If there's a mistake by the Sanhedrin, or the par that's brought by the kohen gadol, or the yom kippur. Chata. So some of the more communal or leadership type korbanos that are chatos, so that which is done on the inner, that's done on the parochas by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and also the mitzora that you sprinkle also, that you're sprinkling from a Lug Shemen. And there it says that you are sprinkling from there, and that also is in the Heichal as well. That's actually a debate. It's not clear. Rashi explains that here in our daf that he was sprinkled again inside the Heichal, and there are other opinions about that. There's another opinion that it was sprinkled in, Rashi Menachos said it was sprinkled in Shar Nikanor, that's one of the gates of the Azara. But the point is, that what are we saying here? That Rav is saying, L'chol Devar Mizbeach includes even the inner Mizbeach. That's what it comes to include. That if a non-Kohen does these sprinklings, then he is Chayav Misa. And not, and the Levi, so Levi understand L'chol Devar Mizbeach includes even an avoda that is removing from the mizbeach, i.e., trumas hadeshet. What does he do with the phrase of what is it? So he says, Nafgalei mitivar v'choldvar. He says the words divar hamizbeach are extra to include siluk, and lechol includes these sprinklings. So he learns both. He agrees with this halacha, but he says you learn one from lechol and you learn the other halacha from divar mizbeach. Rav divar choldvar lo darsh. Rav doesn't have the extra drasha of the word kol to include something extra. Now ve'ema lechol dvar mizbeach klal avodas matana prat. Klal prat ein b'klal mashav prat. This might be a classic klal prat, because what does it say? It first says that the only that a kohen, that only the kohanim can engage in all matters on his mizbeach, which is a general rule, and then it specifies, which is what avodas matana, which is only not all matters in his mizbeach, only those things which are bringing to mizbeach and not removing from the mizbeach. And there's a principle called klal prat that we say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, klal prat, that you only, if you have a general rule followed by a specific rule, that the specific detail is an explanation of the klal. And so therefore it would only be avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. So therefore you should apply the principle of klal prat, and therefore you should only allow sprinkling on the mizbeach and not removing from the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Krab, will be based on parochas v'avaratam, that the Torah says that the Torah says will be based on parochas v'avaratam in the middle, and then el mi base la parochas, meaning that only that avodas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, hu davodas matana, these are considered avodas matana, for which are chayav misa, velo avodas siluk. So the pasuk is between the klal and the prat. It says the chol dvar mizbeach. And then it doesn't say that's the general, and then it's the avodas matana, which is the prat. But between them, you have a phrase based on parochas v'avaratem, and that comes to tell you something. That with the avodas that are done in the kodesh kadashim that are inside the parochas, only for those do we say avodas matana. Are you chayav misa v'lo avodas siluk? Ha b'chutz afil avodas siluk. So from the fact that it says based on parochas v'avaratem, so that teaches you that this halacha, that only the giving type of avodas are chayav misa for non kohen, that only applies inside the heichal, or inside the kodesh hakadoshim actually, that are inside the parochas, but the halacha of avodas matana doesn't apply if it's chutz, if it's in the outer mizbeach. So there are filu avodas siluk, even the avodas siluk you're chayev misa. That would be according to Levi. Ihachi, if so, vavadetem nami. If you want to say that lechol devar hamizbeach is the klal for all the avodos, and ulim beis parochas, between the klal and the prat, tells you that only when it comes to the avodah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim we have this exclusion. Then when it says vavadete, which tells you what, that only the final step in the avodah are you chayav misa. So nami, you should also say that halacha only el michutz la parochas hu davodah tama, velo avodah sheish achrei avodah ha bachutz afilu avodah sheish achrei avodah. So just like the condition that it has to be a matana type of avoda only applies inside the Kodesh Kedashim, also the avoda tama requirement should only be inside the Kodesh Kedashim. In other words, if you want to learn like this, then maybe if it's outside the heichal, then it doesn't have to be the final step in the avoda either. Just like it could be an avoda siluk, where you're moving from the mizbeach, maybe it doesn't have to be the final step in the avoda. Maybe the requirement of avoda tama, the final step of the avoda, only applies inside the heichal, inside the kodesh kodashim. The Gemara says no. Avadatem, the vav hader arvekra. So that connects it to the lechol dvar hamizbeach, that even in the avodas hamizbeach that are outside, so then it's all, that then then it, the condition of avodah tava does exist, but the avodas, the requirement that has to be an avodas matana, that's only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, what the Gemara here concludes, again, is that according to this opinion, it's only the avoda inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that has to be an avodas matana, that if a non-kohen does it, you chayav misa. But outside the heichal, that let's say in the courtyard by the mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference if it's an avodas matana, you're putting something on the mizbeach, or a siluk, you're removing from the mizbeach. If a non-kohen does it, you're chayav misa as long as it's an avodah tam, as long as the final step in the avodah, and therefore this is Levi's position that trumas hadeshet, if a non-kohen does it, you're a chayav misa, against Rav's position who says you're not chayav misa. Okay, now the Gemara. So I know Nadav and Avihu were killed. Where does it say that? Right. So that's if he wasn't worthy. That's not if he's a non-Kohen. That's if he's not worthy. He may not live out his year. No, I didn't say. First of all, I didn't say he's allowed to go. The question is: is there a chiyuv misa? Is there a chiyuv misa? That's the question. You know, something may be usher. Question is there a? The Torah says. So I would agree with you that there are two different halachos. What is it aser to go in? And the second question is, if you just walk in, are you chayav misa or is it merely aser? At this stage of the Gemara, it seems that you're not chayav misa. You have to bring me a source to say you're chayav misa. Obviously, it doesn't seem logical. We're so used to no one can go into the Beis HaMikdash. But again, we're saying that the halacha of azar hakarev yumas is not simply entering, but is actually doing an avoda. That's more serious. Boy, Rava. So Rava asks, avodas siluk beheichal mahu. So let's say you do an avodas siluk, according to Levi, in the heichal. What's the halacha? So again, what does Levi hold? Levi holds that an avodas siluk outside the outer mizbeach, you are chayav misa. An avodas siluk in the Kodesh Kodashim, you're not chayav misa, but he's not sure about the heichal. So he says, lifnim and damin and lay, do we compare the heichal to the Kodesh Kodashim, and you're not chayav misa with an avodah siluk? Olachutz min damin and lay. Or maybe we compare it to outside the Mikdash, and you're chayav misa with the avodah siluk. Right? I would have said, maybe Howie, like what you're saying, I would say maybe it would be the opposite, right? In other words, I would say that any avodah the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a non-Kohen, you're chayav misa, but maybe less. The Gemara obviously learns it the opposite, that they're saying that the could be the following. Like, it's hard to know when Hashem makes certain punishments. Could be that there's more of a temptation for, you know, a non-Kohen to do the avodah out in the courtyard, so we need greater, stricter penalties, and maybe not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's hard to know exactly. It's a gzeiras hakasuv. So again, hader pashta, mi base, ule mi base. So the word ule mi base comes to tell you that even the heichal, it's like inside the Kodesh Kodashim. And again, someone who does an avodah siluk is not chayev misa. So the Gemara says, al miata zar shesider seshulcha ad l'chayev. So if that's the case, then an avodah matana the heichal, that you are chayav misa. So let's say zesh shears a shulchan, the one who arranges the shulchan, you place the lechem upon it, which is an avodas, right? That's an avodas matana. Lechayav, you should be chayav misa because the shulchan is in the heichal. And then, so why did we say above that only there are only four avodos that the non kohen is chayav misa, and we did not include placing the lechem aponim on the shulchan? So Gemara says ika sidur bazichin, that the placing of the lechem aponim on the shulchan is not the final step of the avoda, because what is placing the the flasks or the bowls spoons of Lavona, or is it ladles? Okay, spoons, bazichin are spoons. Okay, so the spoons of frankincense on the shulchan, and therefore placing the bread is not the avoda tama. It's not the final step. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi, the avodos matar and the heichal is chayav misa, sidur bazichin lechayav. So fine. So not Cohen who places these spoons of frankincense on the shulchan should be chayav misa, because this is an avodas matana, and it's the last step. It's an avodas matana and an avodah tama. So when it says ika siluk v'haktara, so we're saying that no, that after you place the spoons on the shulchan, then you have to remove from the shulchan, and the burning of the frankincense, and therefore it's not an avodah tama. So then, okay, so zesh sidur. So then, so it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't continue that. So why don't we ask the avoda of siluk and haktara in the avoda that the non kohen is chayav misa? You know, the Gemara just doesn't ask that. That's interesting. But in any case, the Gemara now wants to know, what about the menorah? Zar shesidur sa menorah lechayav. What about the non kohen who arranges the menorah and sets up the candles? He should be chayav misa. So ika netina b'psila. No. So there's also the placing of the wicks. So there's the oil, I think, and then you have the wicks, you're fix the lamps, then you have the wicks. And then what about Nasan Psila L'chayev? Well, so if you put the wicks, you should be chayev. No, Ikan Isin Shemen is also putting the oil. So Nasan Shemen L'chayev, so if you put the oil, you should be chayev. Ikad Lakad, and there's a lighting. So Hidlik L'chayev, Hadlak L'Avodah. So the Hadlaka is not considered an avoda because you're not giving something that has mamashis. That's what the Miri says. That the Hadlaka is not considered avoda because there's no mamashis there. You're just lighting a fire. Fire has no mamashis. There's no substance or nothing. Right. So it's no. So then the whole thing is not an avoda. The whole thing's not an avoda. So that is the avoda. The act that you're doing. No, it is an avoda, but it's not an avoda. Right. It's not called an avoda. Because the putting the oil is nothing, because you're not doing anything. The avoda theoretically would be lighting, but in order to do that, it has to have form. I guess that's the issue, that there's no form. Right. So velo, is that true that the hadlaka is not considered an avoda? The pasuk says, when lighting the fire on the mizbeach, that the Bnei Aaron and Kohen would place the fire on the mizbeach, and they'd arrange the wood on the fire. The pasuk tells you about lighting different pieces of wood, small pieces of wood that come from the ends of the trees, that you push them between the pyres, the logs. And you have to light the fire. Shlotehei, ela b'kohen kasher. You need to have a kohen is kasher do it. Ubi chli sharets, and he needs to be wearing big day kahuna. So we see it is an avoda. So atzasas, alisa avoda. You're right. Atzas, the placing of the woods between the woods of the pyre, that is an avoda, because there is a burden to you need to in order to do that. But hadlakas is lav avoda. There's no so the reason why I'm saying it's not an avoda is because there's no burden, because you light most of the wick that comes out of the oil, and the flame lights by itself. So it's not really such an avoda. It's not really doing much work. It's not. There's no torah there. So elamiata zosh yisidas amaracha alichayev. So therefore, if that's the case, the non-Kohen who arranges the pyre should be chayev misa ika sidur shneik zireitzim. Yeah, but you have to. That's not the final step. You also have to place the two logs on top of the pyre with the bringing of the korban tavid, and so therefore. The okay, so then sidur shneik zirim lechayev. So the person who puts the two logs should be chayev because sidur avarim. You need to put put the limbs of the korban tamid on the eish. That's part of the maracha. That's not considered a different topic. So part of that, that's part of it, and therefore, putting the two logs is not considered an avoda. Only putting the limbs of the korban. Now vaha amar Rav Asher Rav Yochanan zosha sidur shneik zirei eitzim chayev ab a dozen. Rabbi Yochanan say that you are chayav misa if you put the two logs. So b'hakamiflagisa, this is actually their debate. So mar savar avodatamihi, mar savar lavavodatamihi. No, that's actually their debate, whether placing the two logs, that is separate from the placing of the limbs, and therefore they're two separate activities, and therefore just placing log is an avodatama. And the other opinion is that it's not an avodatama. Okay, Tanya Kavasi Derav, Tanya Kavasi Delevi. So now we have this question about whether Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda for which you're chayav misa, even though you're removing stuff from the Mizbeach. Rav says it's not an avoda, Levi says it's an avoda. So there's Tanaitic support for both Rav and for Levi. Tanya Kavasi Derav, we have a Bryce supporting Rav. Avoda shezar chayav alev misa, because adam bein lifnim, bein lifnei, ven lifnim. Hamaze bechatas of from a matzav a matir baolas of haminasech shlosha lugim mayim ushlosha lugim yai. So the avodas of non kohen chayav misa is sprinkling the blood of the korbanos on the adam mizbeach, sprinkling the blood on the heichal on the paroches, and in the kodesh hakadashim if you sprinkle it between the poles of the aron. And also sprinkling the blood of the chatas of on the mizbeach, and pressing the blood, and burning the meat on the mizbeach by an olas of, and also pouring the three lugim of water on sukkos for nisuch hamayim, and the three lugim of yayin throughout the entire year. So here in this brisa, the Tana does not include trumas hadeshen. So this Tana follows, or Rav follows this position, that Trumas Deshen you're not Chayav Misa. So but Tanya Kavasi Levi, but there's a Brisa supporting Levi's position, and this is what Avoda Shazar Chayav Alei Misa Hamayim Misadeshen V'Sheva Azos Shabifnim V'Shev Bimim Tzora V'Malah Gabim Misbeach Bein Davar Kasher Bein Davar Pasul. So which are the Avodas that are non Kohen Chayav Misa? Trumas Deshen is number one. And also sprinkling inside the mikdash, and also the sprinkling of oil of the mitzvah, and placing something on the mizbeach to burn it, whether it's something that you can that's fit to be brought as a korban, or whether it's something that is unfit to be brought as a korban. So there is a in the Gemara in Zvachim, there are certain types of korbanos that if they become pasul, invalid. But if it was placed on the mizbeach, you don't bring it down, and therefore their burning is considered in avodas haktara, and a non-kohen who does it, you're chayav misa. So there are different types of, there are different types of korbans that are invalid, and some of them, if mistakenly that you put it back up on the mizbeach, so then you say no, take it down. But some of them, if you put it up, you leave it up, and so that's the davar pasul. But here, this Tana includes in his list Trumas Hadeshen, so therefore that's a support for Levi's position. Our Mishnah also says that there are four lotteries to determine which of the Kohanim can do the Avodas. So Gemara asks, Lama Mephaisim, why do we make a lottery? Gemara says, what do you mean? Lama Mephaisim, we told you why you're supposed to make a lottery. Because they were fighting and it could cause a problem. Ella, Lama Mephaisim, Chosim Mephaisim. Why do you have four lotteries? Why don't you gather them all once and to do one lottery on all the Avodas? Why do you have to have four separate lotteries? Amar V'yokhuran, K'nei L'hargish Kol Azara. So it's nice. It adds kavod to the kingdom of Hashem. When you do that, Shnemar, Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksod Beveis Alkim Nahalech Baragesh. You have a lot of lotteries. Who's going to do it? It brings a lot of noise. It gets people very excited. So now the Kohanim who are commanded to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And with the big day of Kodesh, because the pasuk says "Vasisa big day Kodesh la rachicha lechavul tifaros." The Gemara is not going to explain. So, do you have to wear your big day kahuna for the lottery? That's the question, and that's the debate amongst the Amorai. But remember, Faisim. So, what are the Kohanim wearing when they gather for the lottery? Do they have to wear big day kahuna or even non big day kahuna? Rav Nachman Amar big day kahuna, big day chol. No, you don't have to wear big day kahuna. And if you win the lottery, then you remove your non. You move your jeans and t-shirt, and then you put on your big day kahuna. Now, Rav Shishi Amar big day kogodesh. No, Rav Shishi says you got to come with your big day kahuna. Rav Nachman Amar big day chol the iam rat big day kodesh ika bali's roast the chamsi v'abdil. If you make people wear their big day kodesh, you know what's going to happen. Some of the bullies, the coin bullies, if they're what will they do? That if they don't win the lottery, they're going to force. They're basically going to say that since they're ready to go, and they didn't win, they're going to force the weak guy who won to step aside, and they're going to take the job. If they already got changed at the big day kahuna, they're not going to want to not do anything. If they're wearing their t-shirt and their jeans, then they're not going to bully anyone. Rav Sheshi Amar big day kodesh di amrat big day chol agav chavuse mikrei v'avdi. And Rav Sheshi says no, that you have to do the lottery with big day kodesh. Because if you do the lottery with big day chol. So then we're concerned that because of the love of the Avoda, that those who win the lottery, they're going to quickly do the Avoda, and they're not going to change into the big day Kodesh, which would obviously be a problem.